Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful little weapons in jungle and old school D&B, a stack jungle fill from scratch in Ableton Live 12. And I want you to think of this not as extra drums, but as a phrase marker. A good fill tells the listener the next section matters. It creates lift, tension, and motion right before a drop, a bass switch, or a turnaround. In jungle, that energy is everything. We're going to keep this completely stock Ableton, and we're aiming for a fill that feels like it came from a chopped break, but with enough polish to hit hard on a modern system. We'll stack break slices, snare ghosts, a vocal chop, and a short bass response, then glue the whole thing together with controlled grit and a bit of automation. Let's set up the context first. Open an 8-bar section that already has your main groove running. If your track is sitting around 170 to 174 BPM, you're in a really good jungle zone. We want the last 2 bars of that phrase to become the fill zone. That's where the energy ramps up and the listener feels the turn coming. Create a group called Jungle Fill, and inside it make 3 tracks, break chop, vocal effects, and bass response. Keeping these separate is a big deal, because fills often need quick mute moves, different processing, or even resampling later. When everything is split cleanly, you can shape the transition much faster. Now let's build the foundation with the break. Drag in a classic break or a break you've chopped yourself, and load it into Simpler. Twitch Simpler to slice mode, and use transient slicing so the hits feel natural. What we want here is not a smooth loop. We want playable pieces. Short stabs. Tight slices. Things that behave more like drum hits than full break loops. Start with a simple 2-bar idea. Keep bar 1 a little sparse, with space in between hits, and make bar 2 more active. Put a clear snare accent on the first beat of bar 2, then surround it with tiny ghost hits and hat flicks. Let the final beat get more crowded so the fill feels like it's accelerating into the drop. A nice rule here is to preserve the break's bounce. Don't flatten everything with hard quantizing. Some of that old school charm comes from the micro groove inside the break itself. If a few hits are slightly late or slightly loose, that's often a good thing. If you're working from auto instead of slices, you can still do the same thing. Use warp markers to isolate 1 kick, 1 snare, 1 hat fragment, and place them manually on the grid. The goal is the same, a chopped, human-feeling fill with enough control to fit the arrangement. Now let's talk about the emotional center of the fill, the snare roll. This is the part people feel first. Use MIDI velocity to shape a ramp. Start with ghost snare hits around 25 to 45 velocity, then move into mid-strength hits around 55 to 75, and finish with 1 strong accent around 90 to 110. That rise in velocity gives the fill a sense of urgency, like it's building pressure in real time. If the snare needs more crack, drop on drum bus. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and use transients to push the attack a little. Don't overdo the boom unless you specifically want weight. In a jungle fill, the punch matters more than sheer thump. If the top end gets harsh, back off the damp or reduce the drive. You can also use a subtle filter movement to make the roll feel like it's opening toward the drop. Try an auto filter before drum bus, and automate a gentle sweep so the sound opens up over the final half bar or so. That kind of motion makes the fill feel alive, like it's clearing the path for the next section. And if you want a thicker snare, layer a second snare underneath. Keep one centered and clean, and let the other add a bit of body. The point is to build a stack, not a flam. If it starts sounding messy, reduce the timing spread and keep the layers tight. Now we add the jungle motion, ghost notes and tiny break fragments. This is where the fill starts sounding like jungle instead of a generic drum effects burst. Pull little pieces from the break, like a snare tail, a kick tick, a hat shiver, or even a reverse fragment. Place those in between the main hits. Use them as supporting detail, not as the main event. A good fill usually has 1 or 2 readable accents and a lot of little motion around them. If every slice is screaming for attention, the listener can't read the phrase. So keep the main snare clear, and let the ghost notes act like movement around it. You can also nudge some of the tiny hits slightly off-grid for a more human feel. In jungle, that slight looseness helps. It's part of the vibe. Another good move is to duplicate the break lane, then mute and unmute different regions to compare densities quickly. A lot of the best fills come from subtraction, not endless addition. Now let's make this fit the lesson's vocal angle and give the fill an actual identity. Drop in a short vocal chop. This could be the spoken word fragment, a single syllable, a tiny phrase slice, or even just a vocal noise. We want it to feel percussive. In drum and bass, especially in old school leaning material, The vocal often works best when it behaves like another drum hit. Put the vocal through a Q8 first and high pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low end. Then add saturator for a bit of presence, maybe just a few dB of drive. After that, use auto filter and automate the cutoff upward across the fill if you want it to bloom into the transition. A short reverb, like a small room or plate, can give it some atmosphere, and a tiny delay throw can make the final hit feel bigger. Try placing the vocal on the last half bar or final beat of the fill. That works really well, because it gives the listener a hook moment right before the drop. In darker DNB, a vocal chop pitch down can sound especially menacing. In more energetic jungle, a higher pitch can feel urgent and sharp. You can also treat the vocal like a rhythmic accent. Don't feel like it needs to tell a full story. Sometimes one chopped syllable is enough. If the track is in a key like F minor, try landing the vocal on F, AB, or C so it supports the harmony without becoming too melodic. Next, we need the bass response. This is what makes the fill answer back. The best jungle fills often end with a short bass punctuation. It can be a restab, a sub-hit, or a tiny growl, but the key idea is call and response. The drums ask the question, and the bass gives the answer. Create a short MIDI clip and place one or two notes right after the final snare accent. Keep them short, maybe eighth note to quarter note length, and don't let them overstay their welcome. Use operator if you want a clean sub-based response, wave eatable if you want a bit of Reese texture, or analog if you want something dirtier and more vintage. A solid stock chain is simple. Instrument, then saturator, then EQ8, then utility. Keep the low end mono. If you need to make the bass feel wider, widen only the upper harmonic layer, not the sub. Below roughly 120 Hz, you want discipline. That's especially important in DNB, where the low end has to stay strong and clean. The bass response should feel like a punctuation mark, not a new melody. If it's too long, it steals attention from the drop. If it's too bright, it can fight the snare or vocal. Keep it short, focused, and intentional. Now let's glue all of this together. Route the break chop, the vocal effects, and the bass response into a single group or fill bus. This is where the stack becomes one event instead of three separate ideas. On the bus, start with a Q8 to clean up any unnecessary low rumble. Then use drum bus lightly for extra punch and attitude. A small amount of saturator can help with old-school grit, and a gentle glue compressor can bring the elements together. Be careful not to overcompress. You want the transient shape to survive. The power of a fill comes from contrast, not just volume. If everything gets flattened, the excitement disappears. If the vocal is poking out too much, use a gentle compressor or automation to tuck it in. And if the fill overlaps the main kick too much, a little sidechain compression can help it sit inside the groove instead of fighting it. Now for the fun part. Transition automation. This is where the fill becomes a real arrangement tool. Over the final 1 to 2 bars, automate movement. Open a low-pass filter on the break or vocal. Increase reverb slightly on the final vocal hit. Maybe throw a tiny bump of delay feedback on the last syllable. If the bass response needs to stop cleanly before the drop, automate the cutoff or the note length so it ends with intent. A classic structure is simple and effective. Bar 7 plays mostly like the normal groove. In bar 8, the break starts to fragment, the snare roll gets denser, the vocal chop appears, and the bass response lands at the end. Then the next downbeat drops straight into the main section. That kind of phrasing works because it's readable. The listener hears the build, feels the motion, and gets the payoff right on time. Let me give you a few teacher-style reminders as you work. Think in accents, not just density. A great jungle fill usually has one or two clear moments that stand out, with supporting detail around them. If you can't almost hum the rhythm after hearing it once, it may be too busy. Place the vocal like a percussion hit. Don't treat it like a full vocal performance unless that's the point of the track. Short chops often hit harder than obvious lyrical snippets. Let the last hit breathe. The final snare, vocal stab, or bass note will feel much bigger if it has a little pocket of space before the drop. Also, keep contrast in the envelopes. Tight drum edits against one slightly longer vocal or bass note creates the stack feeling, without needing more and more layers. And always remember the old-school question and answer shape. Break, voice, bass. If your fill feels random, simplify the conversation. A couple of common mistakes to avoid. Don't overstuff the fill. Choose one hero element, usually the snare roll or the vocal stab, and let the others support it. Don't let the low end get messy. Keep the bass short and mono, and high-pass the vocal and break fragments so they don't cloud the sub-region. Don't quantize everything to death. A little looseness makes the jungle feel human. And don't overcompress the bus. You want energy and shape, not a flattened lump of sound. If you want to push it further, you can resample the fill bus once it feels right. That's a great jungle move. Printing it to audio lets you chop it again, reverse it, pitch it, or just get tighter control over the transitions. You can even keep two versions, a dry bounce and a processed bounce, so you have options later in the arrangement. If you want a more aggressive variation, make a call and response version, where the first bar is mostly drums and the second bar is the vocal or bass reply. That can feel very musical. If you want more drama, try a pitch arc. Slowly move the pitch of a vocal chop or break slice upward across the fill, then snap it back to the original pitch on the downbeat. That reset feels huge.